getting there. I'm getting there. Got a little microphone tangle here. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Fix the Family, Fix America radio show is here, live, coming to you on its normal bat time, normal bat channel. We love it, and so glad to have you listening. I am the host, Jack Hatfield. I'm thinking that we are going to have such an exciting day today because I've had topics that I wanted to talk about all week, and it is going to be very, very filled with information. Very, very filled. It is going to be very, very chock full, a veritable cornucopia of information today on the Fix the Family, Fix America radio show. Again, thank you for listening, and we are on schedule for becoming the number one family radio show in all of Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening. If you want to call in today to get your thoughts heard, please call 347-677-0692. Excuse me for 1 second while I take a sip of the life-giving juice that I've poured. I've made a concoction. Had a exercise session that has left me a little shaky, and I'm trying to replenish those glucose stores that have been lost after the workout and drinking the juice. It's a mixture of yum berry. I didn't know what that was, but it's actually a berry. And then blueberry, and then probiotic watermelon cranberry. Excellent stuff, if you ask me. Very tasty. For those of you who are regular listeners, you know what we're going through, and we're going to start talking about it on a regular basis at workshops sponsored by Earth Fair, Fix the Family, Fix America, and Soho Office. The workshop series is called Disease and the Diet, going to be taking place at right now, currently the last Wednesday of every month. But if current levels of excitement preclude to be true, then we will have to increase this. But right now, first workshop will be happening April 28th, 5:30, 6:30 at Earth Fair in Columbia, South Carolina on Divine Street. It's 3312B Divine Street for those people. For more information, you can go to www.diseaseandthediet.com or call Earth Fair and ask for Lori at 799-0048, because guess what we're going to do next week? Lori's going to be on this show and telling us what she thinks this disease and the diet is going to do for Earth Fair, how she came up with the possibilities and thoughts about what we're doing, and join me in creating this and making it happen. And we both have visions of grandeur of this taking place at Earth Fairs and other locations all across the country, just like Fix the Family, Fix America workshops and boot camps. For new listeners to the show, Fix the Family, Fix America has four parts to it. Number one is positive fathering. Number two, make a difference mothering. Number three, pull through parenting. And last but not final, reveal your success. And the disease and the diet offset of that comes from families that are having to deal with degenerative diseases, and it does take a toll on the family unit. This is why it's vital that we learn the steps that we can take to be our own healthcare, to be our own anti-cancer terminator. So we came up with Disease and the Diet. It's an offshoot of Fix the Family, Fix America, because a lot of families come and tell us a lot of stories of things they've went through. And Disease and the Diet was born, and we're going to be there every, right now, monthly, and telling you about it, and also putting up different blogs and articles and et cetera at diseaseandthediet.com right after our first workshop. We're going to be answering questions from people. We're going to be giving out forums at the workshop so people can ask questions constantly, get answers constantly, and get coached if need be on things that they're doing if they have any degenerative diseases to help them get through what they're doing. So there's a lot of stuff happening there. And like I said, Lori from Earth Fair, Lori Aker, will be there, here, on this show next week as our special guest. Hopefully she'll get in about this time or maybe a little bit after, and we'll talk to her for hopefully 15, 20, 30 minutes or however long it takes for us to get all of her knowledge out of her and make it happen. And I'm very excited to hear her tell you her story. It's going to be great. Now, Fix the Family, Fix America radio show. We have talked about all kinds of things to do with mothers, all kinds of things to do with fathers, all kinds of things to do with parents, ways to reveal your success, on and on and on through our, this is now our, I want to say this is easily our 10th show. Our 10th show, and we're well on the way for our goal of being the number one family-oriented blog talk radio show on Blog Talk Radio. So that is our goal, and we are committed to it. And I don't know about you, but that is it's just a little too cool for me. When we hit that number one spot, we are party. Oh yeah. Yeah. Too cool. Come on. Oh yeah. Okay. All right. Let's get down to business here. That was that's too much fun. I could get up and dancing. Like I said, this morning has been absolutely fantastic day, and yesterday and the day before. Just been a great week so far. Having a fantastic time. Healing people and making people happy and finding new avenues and ways to make people happy. It's going to be absolutely fantastic when Disease and Diet starts. We cannot wait. Again, April 28th, 5:30, 6:30 at Earth Fair. Probably will go longer with Q&A sessions, and then much longer after that, because people will be able to ask me questions from that point on ever. Forever. Now, over in... we talk a lot about children on Fix the Family, Fix America, and that's it's very important. And we think every single child has the ability to be born and become one of Earth's greatest resources. Every single child that gets born gets the ability to give this planet another shot, or give this planet a life-saving cure, or give this planet the greatest thing in the world. Well, one baby in Australia survived against all odds after being born 4 months premature. And yes, my daughter was born approximately that much also. And that's not, you sit back and you say, hey, a lot of premature babies are more 4 months premature. Da, da, da. You know, no big deal. But this, there is a big deal to this, because the baby was born 4 months premature in a toilet bowl. The mother had no idea she had given birth while on the toilet in the hospital, and was horrified to look down and see her newborn son floating inside the toilet bowl. Nurses then scooped that baby up out of the toilet, cut the cord, giving him adrenaline to get his heart going, and he is right now 13 inches long, weighing 24.5 ounces. He is now 3 weeks old, has gotten over a lung infection, needs blood transfusions every few days. His brain scans show there is no damage, and he's perfectly formed. Now, there is still a long way to go. He's got 4 months in a special humidity crib until he reaches a healthy weight. The baby, baby's mother, water broke just 21 weeks into her pregnancy, and the baby somehow managed to stay inside the womb another 2 weeks alive and well before making the surprise arrival with no contractions and no warning when she gave birth on the toilet. And then she says, her quote, "I didn't even know he had come out. I panicked and pressed the emergency button." So now we know why those emergency buttons are sitting next to the toilet or the pool change. It's possible that we could have a surviving baby floating in the toilet. And we need to get in there and get that straight. And doctors did just that. So we applaud that child of survival. and that mother for doing what she needed to do, and that hospital in Australia for doing what they need to do. But that's a miraculous story nonetheless. Absolutely phenomenal story to read that. Even though it sounds funny that a baby was floating in the toilet, it's a serious situation, the baby coming out that early and the water breaking that early. Chances of survival are very slim if you know me at all about premature babies. We talk about it all the time, but that's just a miraculous story of that baby overcoming some even further desperate odds about starting his life in a toilet. Now, his name, this is very interesting, is Cain, which is warrior, means warrior in Gaelic. So let's give it up for Cain the warrior. Started life a little tough, but and at only 13 inches long, but he's got a long way to go in his special humanity crib, but he's doing okay so far, 3 weeks later. Got over that lung infection. I'm sure that toilet bowl did not help that lung infection at all, I'm sure. Your little girls that are a little older than 21 weeks or 23 weeks, you'd be good to know that, well, actually, some of you, sadly, are not happy about this. Some mothers are very upset about this. But Primark, the discount clothing store over in Britain, has withdrawn the padded bikini tops for 7-year-old girls. Now, I know that's upsetting to some. I know it's upsetting. But I have to make this announcement. So when you're going to look for that push-up bikini top for your 7-year-old baby, toddler, child, and you go to Primark to find that one that just pushes up your 7-year-old's stuff in such a manner, they do not no longer sell them at all. So mothers, I understand this is upsetting news, but Primark has withdrawn all the padded bikini tops for the 7-year-old girls. They did come in pink with gold stars or black with white polka dots, if you were wondering. Just letting you know. But they have apologized any offense caused by the product, and any profits from the sales so far, before they took it off the market, will now be given to a children's charity. So everything is well there. There was nothing wrong in selling the push-up bikini top for 7-year-olds, except for obviously someone got upset and they stopped selling them. But it's okay because all the profits they got is going to be given to a children's charity. We don't know which one. And they apologized. So... okay, just have to tell you mothers, you know, we went over 32 recalled children's items like 3 weeks ago on this show, 32 recalled children's items, and I know that this was not one of them, so I know if you're going out to buy that push-up bikini for your 7-year-old, do not go to Primark. You'll have to find some other place. I'm sure you could still search for them on the web or something. Do what you can, mothers. I'm sorry to announce that. That's just a tongue-in-cheek view of what is going on out there in the world today. Why are we sexualizing children at 7 years old? Goodness. Goodness. Wow. Okay. Primark, by the way, has 138 stores in Britain, in the UK, and 38 in Ireland. And their comment on their website is, every girl wants to look her best. And at Primark, we make no exception for the younger ladies. All of the high fashion trends can be found in our girls' wear selection, no matter what age you are. Well, that's good. At least they have a goal and a moral stance on it. They're going to say that no matter your age, you can get all of the latest fashions. You know, the ones, what is that company? Goodness, I should know it. Victoria's Secret. The Victoria's Secret push-up bikini is now available all the way down to younger girls there at Primark. They make no exception for even the younger ladies. Stated so on their website. So give a shout-out to Primark for still sticking to their values. And, again, we apologize that they no longer sell these things for seven-year-olds. I don't know what else to say to this other than make fun of it because it's just too amazing of a story not to make fun of it. So I did. So there. And if you don't like it, ladies and gentlemen, guess what you can do? Hit stop on your play button. Because what we're doing on our road to number one family show on Blog Talk Radio is we're going to have fun doing this, even in the face of some of the most dire things that we are faced with. And we talk about a lot of stuff. We talk about cancer and degenerative diseases, arthritis and infertility and heart disease and all kinds of stuff. We talk about dads being responsible and mothers being responsible and parents being responsible. We talk about a lot of serious, serious stuff. So we're going to have fun doing it. And we hope that you like having fun with us because if you don't have fun doing it, I say quit it right now and do something else. So if you're not having fun listening, go do something else. But if you like it, thanks for listening. And please call in. 347-677-0692 to those who would like to weigh in on Primark cutting off that push-up bikini. Now, on the cancer front, I got two things here. One thing, they found that tomato genes mixed with another drug shot in directly into the tumor acts as like a bomb exploding in the tumor in the cancer cell. So that's an incredible discovery. They tried the herpes virus. They tried everything else with those genes to inject directly into tumors and destroy them. But the one thing they found that worked the best, a lot of the other things that they added to the gene therapy slowed the cancer. But the tomato gene destroyed the cancer. So that... they're saying that's approximately 3 to 4 years away from human trials or at least giving it on a regular basis to humans. But hearing that something worked perfectly in destroying tumor cells and it's just genes from a tomato, that's great. Now, now doctors, when you tell them that you don't want to do chemo and you want to take a natural approach, they can't say, well, chemo's faster than tomatoes. They can't say that anymore because now tomatoes are fighting back. And wouldn't that be cool that all the tomato juice and tomatoes that you have to eat to natural therapy now can just be injected right in the tumor and get rid of it? That's tomatoes' whole plan. It's been sitting around the whole time going, uh-huh, you just had to find me, but I got it. But seriously, that's a great thing. The tomato is destroying the tumor, the gene therapy. Little controversy on the gene part, but since it's directly into the tumor, it does not affect the human genes. Can't wait to see that trial keep going. We'll keep you updated right here on that on Fix the Family, Fix America. Another drug's slowing tumor growing in mice. And investigation is underway because it's a potentially inexpensive and easy way to fight cancer in people, is a common antifungal drug. Now, although it did not completely wipe out the tumors, the drug called itraconazole, don't know, but it may boost the effects of other drugs because it's marketed under the brand name Spironix by Johnson & Johnson. And it treats a fungal infection called Aspergillus. Now, I don't know what Aspergillus is, but if you have a fungus among us, you need to get rid of it. But anyway, researchers at Stanford University in California looking for potential cancer drugs, they took the hedgehog path to find drugs that interfered with the development of cancer. And they came around to this existing drug after looking at 2,400 different drugs, and the tumor growth slowed the growth of tumors injected under the skin of mice. Untreated mice grew giant tumors during the same time and were euthanized. So another inexpensive antifungal drug may be fighting the cancer right off the bat. So we just want to keep you up to date on that as well. So tomato genes and fungus killers. Good stuff. Good stuff. Hooey. Now, I got to talk to you a little bit about something that struck me the other night. There are nights after putting the child to bed, you sit around and you just go, well, what can we do? And instead of working, you just want to take a small break. So sometimes we buy a video game and we play it together. And our recent video game that we purchased was an interactive drama called Heavy Rain on the PS3. I highly recommend this game to everyone because even if you're playing it, your significant other can be watching it and be enthralled in it, especially if they like CSI or Law and Order or I don't know what else because I don't watch television. So I think that's about it there. But if they do like that stuff, they would like this game. You have to do almost everything in it. You have to open doors, turn keys, make eggs, stir the eggs, pull the pan, turn the oven on, cook it till it's done, take it off the pan, put it on a plate, give it to the girl. I mean, you have to do a lot. There's no kidding. Your fingers are very nimble. But in the process of doing that, you're playing a game. But in the process of not doing that, the person next to you is watching an incredible drama take place. Sorry, I have to keep drinking this incredible juice concoction that I made. So, Heavy Rain, you're sitting there, and here's the premise of Heavy Rain. There's a origami killer. I have no knowledge of how the origami came into play, because it really didn't have to, other than the fact that the killer likes origami and he gives clues in the origami shapes. Anyway, what the origami killer does is he goes and grabs young boys around the fall when there's heavy rain, and always when there's heavy rain. And he takes the children, the boys, and places them in secret locations where the rain will accumulate and eventually drown the child. So the child's sitting there tied down. Once the rain reaches, after they figure the characters figure out that it's about approximately 6 inches of rain, the boy drowns, and then the origami killer throws the boy's body near a railroad with an orchid and an origami piece. As you start the game, that's all you know, is there's dead boys with orchids and origami pieces happening all the time, and you've got this serial killer, origami killer. Now, there's the cool part about this game, and normally don't talk about games a lot, but I want to really get into this game because the underlying premise is amazing. So at the start of this game, that's all you know is boys are drowning. You figured out that there's 6 inches of rain, but how you figure this out is you are actually playing four different people. You play a father, which at the beginning of the game is just some guy with two kids and a wife. His life's perfect. And you actually, for the first, the first round of the game or whatever you call it, first level of the game, is you just playing outside with your kids. Seriously, that's it. And then you go in and you have dinner. Seriously, that's the beginning of the game. And you go, wow, I have to do all of this. And trust me, you're controlling. It's an interactive drama. Nothing happens. That game sits there until you press something or push something or move somewhere, walk somewhere. And then there's a button that actually lets you listen to the character's thoughts. And if you listen to the character's thoughts, you can then make decisions based on those thoughts. Now, that's the other cool factor of this game. If you make decision A over decision B, the game takes that turn from that point on. So as you get more and more into the game, the decisions you make and the way you play the game impact the overall ending of this game. So you can play this game, I think that we've seen at least three different ways. At least three different ways. Could be four, if you want to know the truth. Could be four different ways. At least, that I saw. Anyway, don't want to bore you with this, but the premise, as soon as I get there, you're going to understand why I'm telling you all this. You got the boys are dying, origami piece, orchid. You've got the father that you start playing right at the beginning. You've got a detective, an FBI detective, an FBI investigator, obviously investigating the bodies. He has now come into the city to investigate from the FBI. And, of course, every time on every show, on any television or movie in the world, when the local precinct hears the FBI boy comes in, there's always a riff. Oh, those FBI guys are coming now, and I know I can take care of this myself. And, of course, you have that problem in this game also. Then you've got a journalist. Wait, should I say that? Okay, forget I said that, because if you're going to buy the game tonight, you don't need to know that. But anyway, you also play a private investigator hired by the families of the origami killer. So I think it was eight boys or children that have been killed by this serial killer, and this private investigator was hired by the families to locate the origami killer outside of cops and FBI. And then you've got a girl, and you play a girl. So you've got father, FBI, private investigator, and a girl. And you have to actually play these four people. The scenes cut to each one of them, and they don't interact unless you make the decisions that bring them together later in the game. And I'm not going to destroy this. But needless to say, I get to the end of the game, and I'm not going to blow anything about this game because you need to play it yourself. It's incredible. But the premise, the reason the origami killer... Wow, if I give this... Hang on 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to take a small break to think about if I give this away, will it hurt the game? I think I've got a way to tell you what I want to tell you about this game without destroying the premise. The killer is not killing these boys for any reason that you would think a serial killer would be killing boys. He is actually taking the boys, and they're the end game. The boy is the end game. The father is then told that by the origami killer, your boy is here. Go through these series of tests and you save your son. Okay? So you find out that when you know what you know at the beginning, you have the orchid and the origami character on the dead boy, is actually the origami killer is upset that the father didn't save that child. What he's actually looking for, the origami killer, is a father that passes all the tests and saves his son. So what he's looking for in this game, this whole premise, is looking for fathers that man up, do their responsible duty, and take care of their children. And that's all. I'm going to stop talking about the game now, but let's look at this. This entire issue is about fatherhood and how fathers are lackadaisical about their children, not there when they need them, failing in ways to bring that child up, and this origami killer wants to find that father that is willing and able to man up, step up, and do what he needs to do. In other words, he's looking for the positive father. Wow, that seems similar to Fix the Family, Fix America. We, too, are looking for positive fathers, and we understand that you may not be a positive father yet. That's why we want you to come to our workshops and our seminars, listen to this show. It is a dramatic thing to take your son away from you and put him in a bucket waiting for 6 inches of rain while you do a series of tests, because, frankly, the fathers that I see, they would fail. And, of course, this is why 8 little boys die in this game. The fathers failed to find their children. Now, okay, I will talk about the game one more time. Obviously, that father at the beginning, you have to play him. And one of his sons is the boy. So you have to make the dead right on decisions to save your child. And if you fail, guess what? Game don't end too pretty. That's what I'm thinking. I did not fail. In fact, I don't think we made one single error except for there was one time I didn't wipe off enough evidence in a room. But I had to wipe off enough evidence in that room or else. Never mind, I can't tell you that. But anyway, I obviously didn't fail at that because I believe the problem would have been found sooner. But that's interesting. Anyway, I played the game, got all the way through. My child in the game survived and is very happy and pleased, and we are living happily ever after. So you, fathers, if you don't think you're all there and you're not listening to me, I'm not going to come take your kid, put him in a bucket, and wait 6 inches of rain. For one, we don't have a quarter of an inch of rain out here. I'd have to put him in a very shallow bucket with his face down. Because we're not getting any rain, because all we got now is pollen. I wonder if we could do 6 inches of pollen. But that would just make him cough a lot. Anyway, Fix the Family, Fix America does not condone the grabbing of the child and waiting until they drown in pollen. Let me get that straight. First of all, what I'm saying here is Fix the Family, Fix America, positive fathering is trying to make you be a positive father without having you go through a series of steps and where your child dies or not. But is that serious? Your child is the next generation. Your child is the culmination of your actions and your thoughts and your beliefs. And if you want that child to be the best it can be and you're giving it crap, got to be honest, you're giving it crap. Guess what that child's turning out to be? Crap. You're not helping the rest of society. You're not helping the rest of the planet. You're not helping the rest of America. So Fix the Family, Fix America doesn't come grab your child and put him in a bucket. No, we want to help you, positive fathers. We want to help you be the father you need to be without going through a series of life or death tests. But it is that important. When that game was over, I immediately went to my paper and wrote it down. It was so incredible. I'm just flabbergasted that this game is that way. The origami killer is not killing children. He's simply looking for the best father. Was that wrong? We have a producer moment here. Hang on. We're not gonna take a small break. Hang on a second. All right, we're back. Sorry, I didn't play any music. I thought it was gonna be a quick answer, but the producer didn't tell me anything. Anyway, looking for the perfect father in a very roundabout way. But for someone to think of this and have this in their head shows the state of fatherhood today. So go get it right now. Go to your nearest GameStop, game store, game whatever, and pick up Heavy Rain and play it tonight. Now, you're not going to finish it tonight, I can tell you that. You have to do so much in this game. You have to, like I said, you have to cook eggs. You have to throw a javelin. You have to run and swing your children. You have to push your children. You have to spin your children. You have to do everything. Open a car. Look down. Crawl up hills. You know what? There's no swimming. There's absolutely no swimming in this game. There's a lot of rain, but you would think there'd be swimming. But there's not. Somber game, incredible game. Right after the first level where you play with your kids in the backyard and you're sitting there going, I cannot believe I just played a level where I played with my kids in the backyard. The game then takes in a very intense turn and you're sitting there riveted watching the game and controlling it at the same time. And trust me, if your significant other is watching this drama and you pause for 1 second because you didn't move the character correctly, you will get hit in the right arm. Maybe your significant other sits on the other side of you, but I'm pretty sure that the right arm is the normal arm. And also during action scenes, there's buttons that come up that you have to hit, and if you hit those incorrectly, your right arm will feel it also. Or you'll be accosted in some manner. Maybe verbally. Like, why did you miss that? Anyway, go play that game. Go buy it right now. Fathers, instead of sitting there all night long playing games and ignoring your children, first of all, make sure your child's in bed. Let's make this rule right now. Positive fathering was halfway invented by mothers coming up to me and saying, all my husband, significant other, boyfriend does is come home, play games all night long. Then he goes to bed. Then goes to work. Then does it again. We are so against that, it's not even funny. But for a once-a-week activity, it took us 2 months, I believe, to finish this game, playing it once a week, maybe twice a week sometimes. But we play a couple levels, a couple hours maybe, but we play together. That's key. And we play after child's in bed, another key. So go buy Heavy Rain tonight. Put your child to bed. Do all your father activities, because you cannot be a positive father playing this game going, oh, cool, I'm going to be a positive father. I'm going to save my child in this game, when your real-life child is suffering. Anyway, I had to bring that up. That was just an incredible game. At the end, I couldn't stand it. I've actually sat on this knowledge now. I believe we finished it the day after the last show. And it's taken me holding this in, this knowledge in, this whole time. And it's fantastic. But go grab it. It's really good. Really, 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 really good. The title is Heavy Rain. It's on the PS3, 360, Xbox people. Sorry, not on you. Go trade in your Xbox 360 and get a PS3, and you can play games. Now, as you know, some of the things that we're talking about in disease in the diet, or the degenerative diseases that can be postponed, helped, or cured by changing your diet. An article just came up yesterday. It was talking about the diet's effect on Alzheimer's or Alzheimer's. Some people say Alzheimer's, some people say Alzheimer's. I don't know which one I'll say as we go along. So anyway, Alzheimer's, apparently I'll be saying Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's disease can be sharply reduced, the risk of that, by your diet. Now, Disease in the Diet looks into all of these diets and tries to find the best studies, the best ways, and not just studies and ways and talk and laboratory results. We actually like to speak to people that said, I used this and it cured me. And the internet is one of the greatest things that is going to help this country, because when you used to do something and help yourself, you didn't have the ways and means to go tell others unless, you know, you did something tremendously large. There are, like, this is the whole reason for the Blessed With series. Go to www.blessedwith.com. Every family has a story that they've had a triumphant survival over something major, and we want to share those stories with other families, and that's one way you can do it. Go to blessedwith.com. Or, as you know, blessedwithcancer.com, blessedwithdisorder, depression, misfortune. Just go to blessedwith.com, put in your story, and let's get it out there for the rest of the country. Anyway, back to the diet and Alzheimer's disease. So that's a degenerative disease, Alzheimer's, and people who ate nutrients specifically selected for brain health had a 40% lower risk of developing Alzheimer's disease compared with others. This man's name is Yan Gu, an Alzheimer's disease researcher at Columbia University in New York. Quote, says Gu. That's funny. Says Gu, diet is probably the easiest way to modify disease risk. Now that's a very profound statement. And it is exactly what we started with, Disease and the Diet, at www.diseaseandthediet.com. Diet is probably the easiest way to modify disease risk, because there's currently no cure for Alzheimer's. Prevention is key, especially as the population ages. And Gu says, if we follow this diet, it means the risk of getting disease will be lowered for the population. Now, what does this diet have in it? Well, this particular headline does not have a lot of it. I'm going to get to the bottom of it in a few minutes, but it's olive oil, nuts, fish, poultry, and certain fruits and vegetables. It's basic Mediterranean diet, it seems like to me. So we're going to have to look whenever we get results like this from a study. We have to go look and see people that eat that, what's their Alzheimer's disease statistics, the Mediterranean. But we do know the Mediterranean diet is very well tolerated, and Mediterranean people have lower diseases than most of everyone else. So that's good. Now, vitamins that benefit the brain, omega-3 fatty acids, omega-6 fatty acids, vitamin E, vitamin B12, and folate, they all benefit the brain. So those diets of olive oil, nuts, fish, poultry give you those vitamins, and that's what he's saying. So the groups of food high in those nutrients associated with Alzheimer's disease risk. Now, this is not a cure, and the study doesn't go into a lot of detail yet. It hasn't been published yet. But understand that if you follow this diet, Alzheimer's will go down. Risk will go down. Okay, risk. Alzheimer's. I didn't say old timers. I did not say Alzheimer's, but that's hilarious. If I did. A lot of people say it's old timers disease. But in reality, I believe it can hit younger people too, because I believe there was a headline of a let me see where this is. Brand new. Where is that? Mom with rare Alzheimer's cannot recognize her newborn daughter. So that's obvious that you don't have to be rapid onset Alzheimer's disease. A young woman had it, gave birth to a healthy baby girl, but she has no idea that she became a mother. She's 31 years old, was pregnant, and during a series of scans to see what was causing her memory loss, she was discovered to be pregnant, and her condition deteriorated so quickly she could no longer recognize her daughter, Emily. Emily's father, Scott, a positive father in our book, now has to look after his wife and newborn daughter. Emily is perfect, Scott says. She's a beautiful little thing and very healthy. The road ahead is going to be extremely difficult. There are no two ways about it. This lady is believed to be the first woman to give birth at such a late stage of disease. So our prayers go out to Scott, positive father. I know you can do it. That's Scott. Scott's going through a real-life heavy rain, and we wish him all the best. We wish him all the best. Now, there's another interesting story that I wanted to talk about when you have a degenerative disease or a disease of some sort. Say, hey, it's kind of hard to match up or pair up because I got herpes. You know, that's a common complaint with people that are trying to, you know, pair up. Well, sites like Match.com ask a lot of questions. eHarmony, this lady says, was too religious. MySpace was too much of a hookup zone. And when you have herpes and you hook up, that's kind of a bad thing. But there's a new site now for, because of this, a new breed of dating sites now is playing Emerge to play Cupid for people with chronic diseases and disabilities. So you can go to nolongerlonely.com or cisforcupid.com or prescriptionforlove.com. And it serves the needs of people with conditions ranging from bipolar to Crohn to herpes to all kind of stuff. There's even an STD-specific site for you people that want to hook up with your same STDs at positivesingles.com. So don't just say that you can't meet people. Now there's a whole new way. When you have a disease that would normally have kept you from the dating scene, there's a whole new way you can do it. Now, Prescription for Love is 3 years old and has 8,000 members with representing 40 health conditions ranging from herpes to Tourette's. So you've got something in between there, get on there, and you can find somebody that's got it, and you too might can find love. Wanted to put that out there too. We are, Fix the Family Fix America is fast becoming the number one family show on Blog Talk Radio because of efforts such as this one where we find the real deal. When you come up with a complaint and you ask us a question, we find out the way to your, we find the solution to your problem. And the dating scene when you have a disease is now overcome by a myriad of websites. So make sure you check that out if you've got any of these diseases. It's very important. Just want to let you know that is there. And one more shout out to Scott on the rare Alzheimer's. I was reading over that a little bit more here just a few minutes, and that's an amazing thing. Your wife to give birth and you don't remember doing it, and you don't remember who she is, and you don't remember who he is, and wow. Onset and deterioration of that disease so quickly. Scott's looking after. Quote, Scott, it's hard to see your wife lose that, but once she was so energetic and youthful, but she's my life and I'm not giving up on her. We have to give kudos out. Scott is now won the Positive Father Award of the Day from Fix the Family, Fix America. We are here to help him as much as we can. We're going to try to contact him and maybe get him on the show. Would love to have that. That would be fantastic. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I haven't even been able to stop today to tell you about our sponsor, so let me do it real quick. Soho Office, Village of Sandhill, Jay, Dan, and Kelly, all there, some of the greatest people in the world. Also, you can go to them for any of your shipping needs. I don't think I've mentioned that, but you can go to sandhill.sohooffice.com and find out all of the stuff they do. And trust me, when you do, you'll wish that you knew them 7 years ago. Exactly 7 years ago. Not six, but seven. But go there, give them a call. They will do everything they possibly can to make sure your printing and business needs are met. They have rooms to meet at. They have tons of stuff and tons of ways to make you happy. As a business, you are doing yourself a disservice by not going to them for your printing needs and your any other need that they can provide you with, shipping, P.O. boxes, etc. Sandhill.SohoOffice.com. Please go there. We're going to give another announcement here. Remember, next week, Lori Aker from Earth Fair, where we are starting Disease and the Diet, will be our special guest, or at least one of our special guests. We may have another mystery guest. We'll see. And we look forward to it, talking with her and seeing exactly what's in her mind on how Earth Fair customers are going to benefit from this, and not just Earth Fair customers, but this is the stepping stone, again, for another movement of Fix the Family, Fix America, in helping people cope and get over and overcome issues in their family. So this is very, very crucial. Cannot wait for that to happen. So next week, be here for that. Again, we're well on the way of becoming the number one family talk radio show in the world on this website. Probably soon to be the number one family radio show in the world on every site. But you have to start somewhere. So we'll start with this one, and we'll move forward. Again, if you ever want to call in, 347-677-0692. We spoke about the game Heavy Rain today. We spoke about two pretty interesting cancer cures, the tomatoes sitting around. You know what? I didn't even talk about this, and I had it up to talk about. Where is that? Where is that? Date in the marriage. Where was that? Hang on, I'm trying to find it real quick. I want to tell you about it before I go for the day. No, it was the other thing. I think it was in here. I think it was in the area here. I want to talk about it real quick. It's marriage advice from strippers. Really want to... Interesting article. It started from... Blind people now have their own porn magazine. I wanted to make sure you knew that too. New magazine, porn magazine for the blind, has now been launched. Now, Playboy has a Braille edition, but there are no pictures. This magazine has tactile pictures of men and women, obviously in their porn poses, that you can feel if you're impaired in the sight area. So that's important. That's important stuff. And something happened. I believe I'm down. Well, let's see if I am down. Maybe not. Maybe not. Nope. Not down. You can still hear me. Just another glitch, but we're back. We're back. All right. Back to, we just talked about the porn magazine. Now, this is an article about the movie Date Night. You can go watch it if you like. I probably won't be seeing it, but it talks about how the movie has a lot of things in it that's not very friendly to the families. But it would be friendly to an adult couple, I guess. But they have a case of mistaken identity, and the movie is pretty good until it drags its characters. This is according to the article, through the gutter, den of sex and sleazeballs, and for a 20-minute long running gag, they find them stooped to the lowest possible levels. It's got some orgy references, high chuckles about self pleasure. You know, regular old dirty humor, anyway. But what it's saying It's the wife is the master and keeper of the home, in charge of the family, micromanaging every detail. An insecure woman building a cocoon of stable predictability around herself. As a result, she has effectively snuffed out her husband's adventurous side, his conquering nature, his inner warrior. She has essentially stripped him of everything that might make him exciting or romantic. So what the movie is basically saying is that sometimes when you try to make your perfect home life and you look over at your husband who's doing everything that you ask of them, but there's no adventure to them as when you met. I mean, let's say he was in a band and he looked so cool on stage and it was so awesome. But now all he does is sit around at home and sometimes play Rock Band and fixes the car and mows the grass, and he's just not as cool anymore. And so you go, wow, this marriage can't work. Well, goodness. You're creating the microcosm, the micromanaging of every detail of this happening. So we need to make sure we start talking about this. And I may talk about this more next week because of talking about it so late in the show. We only have 3 more minutes. But it's a very interesting take on the microcosm of marriage, where the adventurous and exciting and romantic portion leaves the marriage to go into the stable and predictability and the rut, basically. And then once you're in that rut, and we don't like ruts here at Fix Family, Fix America, once you're in that rut, all of that excitement is gone. And he talks about several good books, and I want to read some more of this. And before we go into it, a little bit more next week, here he is, quote, "Marriage isn't the killer of romance, but our modern-day emasculating definition of it may be." See there? So what we're saying, that we have, you possibly have a shining knight with a bad boy streak, grounded by commitment and devotion to his wife and wife alone. He's quite the romantic after all. Pretty good catch and a pretty good lesson for the wife. So it's very interesting that is brought around, because he shows his wife that he can surprise her. He can be the hero of her adventure, the knight of the romance. And he declares in all honesty in the movie, "I do it again, you, me, the kids, everything. I choose you every time." Even though there may be a little weird night every night or every other night. Like I just said, you can go play Heavy Rain. You put the kid to bed, 2 of you go play Heavy Rain. That's crazy. Women, I know women are listening to the show right now going, "I am not going to sit next to my husband and watch him play a game. He does that enough already." Well, hubbies, if you brought him into it a little bit more, and you told him about it, and they watched this interactive drama of a game, maybe you might just change their ways about the game. And then, of course, that's the two of you doing something together. And then right after, you can talk about it. And then right after that, do something else exciting. And I'm not going to point out the top 10 things that could be. All right, we got 60 seconds. I've already given the shout-out to our sponsors, Disease and the Diet, Lori Aker Earth Fair next week, possibly other surprise guests. Thank you for listening, tuning in on our way to being the number one family show in all of Blog Talk Radio. Fix the Family, Fix America, where we have 4 parts: positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally, reveal your success. You can do it in all aspects. You can be the positive father without having your son drown. We told you about that today. You can be the mother and love your husband without having him be the drummer on stage. You can be the parents that need to be, because look at Scott in Australia, where his wife is under a degenerative disease while they just had birth of their brand new baby girl. This is incredible stuff we talk about here on Fix the Family, Fix America. Thank you for listening. You have a great day today. Have a great week, and we'll see you absolutely this same time next week. Thanks.